Alas, my youthful Coridon, now proved unkind to me. He was a man I doted on, yet slighted I must be. Oh, who could think a tongue so fair could mean so much deceit, and cause a soul thus to condole beneath her pain too great? Oh, that I ne'er had him believed, who proved a mere trepan. Too long, poor soul, I grieved for this false-hearted man. And should I sigh myself to him all want would be? For while I mourn like one forlorn, he triumphs over me. False man, take heed lest you in time are caught in Cupid's snare. And whilst you flourish in your prime, of such deceits take care. For sometimes Cupid is so just that he doth those requite, and gives a wound that is profound to those who maids do slight. But let it not to you seem strange if once you feel his dart, for though you love the world to range, it is but your desert. For to be wounded to the quick, that you feel such pain, as maidens do when such as you their tender loves disdain. The pains of love there's none can tell, but those who do them feel. No doctor's art can make them well, no balsam can them heal. Yet one poor kiss can oft do more than tongue can well express. While we do find false men unkind, and too pitiless. In dying words I now exclaim of thy unconstancy. By thee thy faithful love is slain, for thee I bleeding die. And when I am deceased and gone, thou surely wilt lament and grieve that thou didst break thy vow and wilt too late repent. Whilst I in the Elysium shade with many thousand more that by false men have been betrayed in ages heretofore, amongst ourselves shall there rejoice while we are left behind. And your heart bleeds for your misdeeds, there we shall comfort find. The torments then you will endure will be just punishment. Your wounds will not admit of cure, in vain you will repent. But had you to your loves been true, such pains you ne'er had known. Oh, why should we continually in torments fry alone? When on your deathbeds you shall lie, strange visions will appear, which shall amaze your wandering eye, strange sounds shall fill your ear. And when your actions too unjust you then shall think upon, you'll sigh and say, death come away for helpless Coridon. And when you lose your sweetest breath, as once you know you must, you will acknowledge to grim death that you have been unjust. unjust, and those that here are left behind shall write upon your tomb, here lieth one false Coridon, confined to this small room.